ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So today is the day Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. I would like to read where the end comes, where Krishna chastises Indra. Tonight I will review the whole Leela, but for this morning I just want to concentrate on Krishna's instruction. So Shukadeva Goswami is telling this to Maharaj Parikshit. Prior to this point, Indra has begged forgiveness for his offenses. Thus praised by Indra, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, smiled beautifully. And Krishna replied in a grave voice, like a rumbling cloud.
Como?
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Mayati Kari Magavan Makabango Nagrinata, Mad Anusmritaye Nityang, Matas Yindra Shriya Brisham. My dear Indra, I stop your sacrifice just to show you my causeless mercy and to remind you that I am your eternal master. I am the master not only of you, but of all the other demigods as well. You should always remember that all your material opulences are due to my mercies. No living entity can independently become opulent. One must be favored by my mercy. Mam Aishwarya Shri Madando Dandapani Napashyati Tang Brangshayami Sampadyobyo Yasya Chechyamyanugraham. Everyone should always remember that I am the Supreme Lord. I can show anyone my favor, and I can chastise anyone, because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, in order to show one my causeless mercy, I withdraw all their opulences. Srila Prabhupada now comments, it is noteworthy that Krishna sometimes removes all of a rich man's opulences in order to facilitate his becoming a soul surrendered to him. This is a special favor of the Lord. Sometimes it is seen that a person is very opulent materially, but due to one's devotional service, one may be reduced to poverty. One should not think, however, that because one worshipped the Supreme Lord, he or she became poverty-stricken. The real purport is that when a person is a pure devotee, but at the same time, by miscalculation, wants to lord it over material nature, the Lord shows his special mercy by taking away all material opulences, until at last one surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Shukadeva Goswami continued, after instructing Indra, Lord Krishna asked him to return to his kingdom in the heavenly planet and to remember always that he is never the Supreme, but is always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Allah Suprema.
So, in these statements by Krishna, Krishna is giving us fundamental principles of spiritual life. At the beginning of this pastime, it was mentioned that Krishna specifically wanted to make Indra angry. And in this way, Indra would eventually become rectified. Krishna even said here, causeless mercy, because Krishna is Svarat, completely independent. You and I are not completely independent. Our independence is limited and is relative to Krishna's independence. Another point Krishna made in his statement, that Krishna is everyone's eternal master, whether one accepts him or not. Still, that position is always there. It is Krishna's natural position. And obviously, if he's the master, we are eternally the servants. Sometimes people think that when I become liberated, when I go back to the spiritual world, I'll become equal to Krishna and I don't have to do any more service. But no.
Pero no.
We are always going to serve. As I explained last night, the Mother of God has to work. So in the spiritual world, we will be working. But that working will be very, very enjoyable. Krishna also mentioned in these statements to Indra that our opulences are due to Krishna's mercy only. He said, nobody can become independently opulent. So whenever we see anyone in this material world and they are materially opulent, we should always remember that it must be due to that person in the past did some pious activities and is now in this life enjoying the result. We should not at any time become jealous or envious, because if we do, that means we're envious and jealous of Krishna.
Y celosos de Krishna.
Everyone is getting exactly what they deserve. It may not appear like that. We may not be able to understand how this person is so opulent, but we learn in Prabhupada's movement to see things through the eyes of Shastra. And Shastra says that all material opulences come from Krishna. As Krishna said to Indra, no one can become independently opulent. One must be favored by my mercy. One time, an Indian person asked me a very serious question. He said, Prabhu, I am good, pious Hindu. I go to temple, I give charity, I'm vegetarian, I do everything good, but I can barely pay my rent and maintain my family. And my neighbor, he's a demon, does nothing good, and he's so rich, maybe I should become a demon. He was very serious. So I explained to him to think like this. Exactly what Krishna told Indra, that this demon he is enjoying only because of Krishna's mercy. And at some point, his material opulence will be finished. And just as he enjoyed due to his pious activity, he will certainly suffer for his sinful activity. So don't worry. His day is coming when he will go to hell and be punished. How and when that happens is not your concern. You continue acting piously. Krishna works on his own time scale. So you just let it go. Fortunately, this Indian man listened to me. And he's happy now. So now, Krishna also informs Indra that what we learn in Bhagavad Gita, that it is Krishna who is supreme. There is no one superior to Krishna. There is no one equal to Krishna. There is no competition. If you read Krishna book, you'll see at the end, nobody defeats Krishna. No matter how many demons came, at the end of the day, Krishna was victorious. So Krishna is supreme. That is one of the most important things you should conclude from reading Bhagavad Gita. If you are not clear that Krishna is God, then you have not read Bhagavad Gita. I don't know what you have read. Bhagavad Gita is very clear. Krishna is God and nobody else. Krishna also said to Indra that he can show favor or chastise anyone. But then Krishna reveals why he smashes someone. Because he sees that someone is puffed up. When my wife gets on my case, when she sees I am also getting puffed up like Indra, she will tell on my face, you better be careful, Buster.
No, that, tonto.
that if you're not, if you're not careful, Krishna is going to smack you down. And every time I do not listen to mi esposa, sure enough, Krishna smacks me down. So now, whenever she says something, I immediately obey it. Because I am tired of being smacked by Krishna. Lord Chaitanya instructs us to wear something around our neck for constant remembrance. Third verse, Shikshastaka. Bolo. Trinadapi sunichena karadiva seishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So, I recommend
Así que recomiendo
that everyone chant Shikshastaka every day. And especially this third verse of Shikshastaka. Other than that, if you chant nice japa every day, you will not get too puffed up. If you're too puffed up, then you stop chanting. But as long as you're chanting, then you're not too puffed up. In the discussion between Vallabhacharya and Lord Chaitanya, Vallabhacharya demonstrated how one can become proud as a Vaishnava. But Lord Chaitanya, by his actions, cut down the pride of Vallabhacharya. And Vallabhacharya said that he was just like Indra when he finally learned the lesson from Lord Chaitanya. So this fits in right in with today's Leela. But Lord Chaitanya, being most compassionate, he said that because Vallabhacharya was a devotee and a great learned scholar, there cannot be a mountain of pride. So, conclusion. Chant good japa. Study Prabhupada's books. And you won't get too proud. As long as you are chanting, you're okay. Yesterday, a god brother of mine that I have not seen since 1976 contacted me on Facebook, and he remembered me very fondly, and he mentioned that he has not chanted japa in 3 years. That's pride. So, you know if you're proud because you can't chant. As long as you can chant, you're okay. So therefore, you have to beg for the ability to chant japa. In the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, at the end it says that Bhaktivinoda fell down and begged for the Maha Mantra. To be able to chant is a gift. We should not take it cheaply. You have to beg to be able to chant. That's why we come and bow down.
Yes.
We're asking the spiritual master, please allow me entrance. Please give me access. Please give me the potency to chant.
Por favor.
Those of you who chant Gayatri mantras,
okay,
there is this word, prachodayat, which means to become enthused. So we are approaching spiritual master Chaitanya and Krishna,
Chaitanya y Krishna,
to enthuse us.
Para que nos entusiasmen.
You have to beg.
Tiene que pedir.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody wants to believe only when they see. But there are so many things the scientists tell us that we can't see. But we obey the scientists and worship their lotus feet. They say we went to the moon. I didn't see.
Yo no vi.
We accept the unfaith. Shri scientist. So they have faith in the scientist. I have faith in Prabhupada. I accept what is stated in Prabhupada's books. You accept what the scientists tell you. But every few years, the scientists said, no, we were wrong. Now we are right. Bhagavad Gita has not changed.
El Bhagavad...
And besides that, Prabhupada and Shukadeva Goswami, their character is sublime. These scientists are all dirty. They don't even clean themselves after going to the bathroom. So, you accept who you want, I'll accept who I want. And in the end, we will see who had the better process. I know where I'm placing my bet. Prabhupada taught us how to accept knowledge. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So we don't accept just anything anyone says. Just like anything I've been saying, you should check and see, is it in Prabhupada's books?
Usted debe checar y ver, ¿está en los libros de Prabhupada?
And is it confirmed by my spiritual... You don't have to accept blindly this person, that person.
Usted sí.
This is the greatness of this movie. No blind following. I told the story of the time when the leaders of this movement were preaching Mayavad philosophy. But if they had strictly followed Prabhupada's books, they would have not have been swayed. That's why in my preaching, and Justo can confirm it, that I teach all of my congregation, read Prabhupada's books exclusively. Don't be cheated. If you get cheated, it's your own fault. Prabhupada wrote these books for you. Therefore, read it, educate yourself, and fight. I don't argue with anyone. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time to argue with women. Don't waste your time. And don't argue with devotees. Let it go. Especially if they're senior to you. They're never going to accept anything you say. So why waste your time?
¿Para qué pierdes tu tiempo? Aquí, he aquí cómo hay que tratar con esto.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. I will read Prabhupada's books. I will consult my spiritual master. And I'm sure everything you're saying will be confirmed.
Va a ser confirmado.
Please forgive my offenses. This way you remain humble. And you don't waste your time.
Y no pierdes tu tiempo.
Time is short. Okay?
Está bien.
Everything happens by Krishna's sanction. All you can do is desire.
Todo.
When Krishna is pleased with you, it will happen.
Sucede.
In the meantime,
mientras,
you should prepare your consciousness.
Debe.
Especially if we're talking about Mayapur and Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
If you don't have the right consciousness, you will go to India and miss it. You will come back thinking it's a dirty, stinking place and all I did was get sick. So you have to prepare your consciousness.
Así que
read Prabhupada's books.
Lea.
Now, when you actually go, you will actually perceive it. For example, my father, if he comes to temple, all he sees is, I'm worshipping a statue.
No.
Are you worshipping a statue?
Usted está adorando una estatua.
You're worshipping what?
¿Qué estás adorando?
You're worshipping God.
Estás adorando a Dios.
You're worshipping God because you have heard and your consciousness is prepared. Whereas my father,
mientras que mi padre,
has not prepared his consciousness.
No ha preparado su conciencia.
All he sees is, oh, my son is worshipping idols. He's going to hell.
Todo lo que...
I'm not worshipping an idol. Everybody else is worshipping idols.
Adorando ídolos.
Money.
Dino.
American Idol.
Ídolo americano.
That's a television show.
Están adorando ídolos.
Kobe Bryant, Lady Gaga. I worship God. Well, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the science as it is appears to be lost because of the destructive nature of time. The pure message becomes distorted. We also see it in all religions. Many religions now have become hijacked. taken over by unscrupulous people with personal agenda. This is very prevalent in America right now. Certain political party speaks as if they are representatives of Christ and propose various measures in the government that Christ would be absolutely against. So modern day Kali Yuga, religions have become corrupted. Therefore, one has to really seek out pure association. That's why I joined this movement. Where I was in New York, I could not find any pure association until I found the devotees. Then I felt I had really found my true family. And wherever I go in the world, as soon as I'm with devotees, I feel at home. Whether Guadalajara, Panama, Santiago, wherever I go, as long as there's devotees, no devotees, I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I can't breathe. I have to be with the devotees.